Welcome in. Today we're doing brush break integration in Jungle in Ableton Live, beginner level, and this is one of those techniques that instantly makes your drums feel more human and more record-like without losing the punch you need for Jungle and drum and bass. The core idea is simple. Brush breaks are the glue and the movement. Your one-shots are the headline and the impact. By the end, you'll have a tight 16-bar Jungle drum section around 172 BPM, with a brush break rolling underneath, solid kick and snare on top, and a clean drum bus that feels unified. All right, let's build it. First, session setup. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really safe modern jungle zone. Now make two audio or MIDI tracks and one group. Track 1. Name it Brush Break. Track 2. Name it Kick / Snare One Shots. Then select those two tracks and group them, and name the group drums. Think of this like a little drum ecosystem. One layer for texture, one layer for punch, and then the group is where you print the vibe. Now, choosing the right brush break, you're listening for swishy brush snares, soft transient energy, and a little room sound. It often won't have much sub or strong kick, and that's fine. In fact, that's perfect, because we don't want it competing with our main kick. A quick coaching note here, if you can clearly recognize the brush loop as a separate loop sitting on top, it's probably too loud. We want it to disappear into the drums and only feel obvious when you mute it. Next, warp the break properly. This is where beginners either win or lose. Drop the brush break audio into the brush break track and click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton will guess the segment BPM. If it's obviously wrong, adjust it so it's roughly correct. Don't stress about perfection yet. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with 1/16th or 1/8th. If the break gets kind of chattery or glitchy, turn transient loop on. Now here's the key move. Find the true first downbeat of the break. Not close enough. The actual start of the bar. Right-click right on that first downbeat, and choose warp from here, straight. And here's the warping trick that preserves swing. Instead of trying to force every hit onto the grid, only stabilize the bars. So you set the first downbeat correctly, and then if it drifts, add warp markers at the start of each bar, 1.1, 2.1, 3.1, 4.1. That way the loop repeats cleanly, but the internal groove stays alive. Loop one bar and listen. Does the break feel like it's leaning ahead or behind? A tiny push can feel great in jungle, but it has to loop consistently. Cool. Now we turn the break into a texture layer, not the main punch. On the brush break track, at EQ 8, high pass it somewhere between 120 and 200 Hz. If you're unsure, start at around 180. Make the slope steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is one of the most important decisions in this whole process. You're protecting the low end so your kick and bass can own that space. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. If you want more brush air, do a gentle high shelf around 8 to 12 kHz, just a couple dB. Keep it tasteful. Now add saturator after the EQ. Use a gentle mode like soft sine or analog clip. Drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. This helps the brush layer feel denser and more consistent without making it harsh. Optionally, add glue compressor after that. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're only looking for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not about crushing it. It's just about making it sit. One extra teacher tip. If one brush snare is randomly way too spiky, don't try to compress it into submission. Use clip gain first. Turn that one hit down a couple dB, then your compressor behaves way more predictably. Now, do we slice the break or keep it as audio? If your break already grooves nicely, keeping it as audio is totally valid and often the fastest route, but slicing gives you more control for classic jungle edits. Let's do the slice option, because it's fun and beginner-friendly. Right-click the break clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transients, and choose the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got the break in a drum rack where each transient is its own slice. The goal is not to fully rewrite the break. It's to give you control to mute weak hits, retrigger a cool brush snare, or create a little stutter at the end of a phrase. Next, we add punch with one-shots. Go to your kick / snare one-shots track and load a drum rack. Put a kick on C1 and a snare on D1. Now program the basic one-bar jungle skeleton at 172. Kick on beat 1 and beat 3. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. So you're thinking, kick, snare, kick, snare. That's your anchor. Now add ghost kicks for roll. Try a quieter kick just after the first kick, or just after the third kick. A common feel is placing it on the and or a 16th just off the main hit. Keep the velocity low. Main hits can be 100 to 127, ghosts more like 25 to 60. The reason this works is because the brush break is already giving you little micro ghosts and swish. The ghost kick just tells the listener we're moving. Now we make the brush layer follow the punch instead of fighting it. This is the dance around the one-shot step on the brush break track. Add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. For input, choose your kick slash snare one-shot's track or the drum rack output if that's what shows up. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack very fast, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you're getting about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the kick and snare hit. What you should hear is, the kick and snare stay crisp and forward, and the brush loop tucks out of the way on those impacts, then fills the gaps. If the brush starts sounding like it's pumping in a distracting way, slow the attack a little, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, or ease the threshold back. You want it controlled, not seasick. If the brushes are still too washy, add drum bus after the sidechain compressor. Drive 2 to 5. Crunch very subtle, 0 to 10. Transients plus 5 up to maybe plus 10 to start. And keep boom at 0 because we already high passed the break. A nice trick here is to not go 100% wet. If it gets scratchy, pull drum bus dry slash wet back to like 60 to 80% so you keep the natural brush texture. Now let's glue the whole drums group so it feels like one record. On the drums group, add EQ 8 first. Low cut at 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble you don't need. If the whole thing feels muddy, do a tiny dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Attack can be 3 milliseconds for more control, or 10 milliseconds for more punch. Pick one and listen. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Again, we're not flattening, we're connecting. Then add saturator on the group. 1 to 4 dB of drive. Soft clip on. This adds weight and makes the drum group feel finished. If your peaks are going wild, you can add a limiter last, just catching rogue hits. Ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Don't squash it. Now, quick mono safety check for your brush layer. Put a utility on the brush track. Toggle mono for a second. If the brushes suddenly get thin or weird, reduce width to around 70 to 90%. This is super common with old breaks that have lots of stereo room in the top end. Another quick coach check, and this one is gold for beginners. The pocket check. Mute your kick and snare for 2 bars and listen to the brush break alone. Then unmute the kick and snare. If the kick suddenly feels late or early, don't immediately start rewarping everything. Try track delay on the brush track. Nudge it slightly earlier, like minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds to tighten. Or later, plus 5 to plus 15 milliseconds to relax. Tiny moves can lock the groove in a way warping can't. Now let's arrange it so it feels like jungle, not like a loop you left running. We are building a 16-bar drum section. Bars 1 to 4. Intro groove. Filter the brush break a bit harder. High pass it up at around 250 Hz so it's light and DJ friendly. Keep one shots minimal. Maybe just the snare on 2 and 4, so it teases the drop. Bars 5 to 12, the drop. Bring in the full kick and snare pattern plus your ghost kicks. Open the brush break back down, maybe high pass around 150 to 180 Hz. Add occasional mutes. Classic jungle is full of negative space. Even muting the brush for a quarter bar right before something lands can make the return feel huge. Bars 13 to 16, varination and a fill. If you slice to MIDI, make a quick stutter in the last half bar. Think of it like 3 or 4 quick hits, not a full-on drum solo. If you kept it as audio, duplicate the last half bar, chop it into eighth notes, and rearrange just a couple pieces. And keep the final snare landing clean on the grid so bar 17 hits hard. If you want one extra identity move, do a call and response feel across 4 bars. Bar 1 normal. Bar 2 mute the brush on beat 3, or mute just one snare slice. Bar 3 bring it back and add a tiny end stutter. Bar 4 do a quick one beat dropout before the loop repeats. That's jungle personality without complexity. Optional spice. Stock only. A parallel crunch bus. Make a return track called crunch. Put saturator on it with drive around 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ it. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 10 to 12 kHz. Send a little bit of both the brush and the one shots to it. Keep the return level low. You're aiming for density and glue, not audible distortion. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. Mistake 1. Leaving low end in the break. If your kick feels weak or your bass feels cloudy, your break is probably living too low. High pass higher. Mistake 2. Overwarping. If your brake starts sounding plastic and lifeless, you probably pinned too many transients. Go back to the warp by bars approach. Mistake 3. Trying to make the brush brake be your main snare. Brush snares are vibe, not impact. Let your one shots do the heavy lifting. Mistake 4. Super wide, facey tops. Do the utility mono check and reduce width if needed. Alright. Mini practice assignment to lock this in. Pick one brush brake and warp it to 172. High pass around 180 and add saturator with about 4 dB of drive. Program the kick and snare pattern with two ghost kicks. Sidechain the brush brake so you get around 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Then build that 16 bar arrangement. Filtered intro, full drop, variation and stutter fill. Export a 16 bar drum bounce and listen on headphones and small speakers. If the kick gets weaker on small speakers, that's usually a sign there's too much low mid or low content in the brake layer, or the bus compression is grabbing too hard. That's it. Brush brake integration is all about balance, texture underneath, punch on top, and just enough control so it rolls clean at speed. If you tell me what vibe you're going for, like 90s ragga jungle, dark tech step, or modern deep jungle, and whether you sliced the brake to MIDI or kept it as audio, I can suggest one specific A and B pattern plan plus a matching Ableton device chain for that style.